833-563-2539. Poor Mackenzie has had her life just to be a whirlwind. It's all fallen apart since this has been gone.
It's so stupid. Definitely a first world problem, and I realize that. But when you lose something that you loved and you've had and you looked everywhere for it and called multiple places, made multiple trips, you can't find them, I'm just going to have to buy new ones, and I don't want to, but I'm going to have to. My AirPods. I can't go back to having the wire ones. It's just like a no-go. And the Apple actually just came out with new ones. I'm going to have to go. I got to dive in and get them again. Because now, I left them somewhere or someone stole them. Maybe at the gym, but they're gone.
Why is it so hard to live without them?
I didn't realize how much I loved them until they're gone.
No, I mean,
and that can be deep. That could be about anything.
Could you get another? Does it have to be those AirPods, or can they be another set of wireless? Because there's tons of wireless headphones out there. Like, I understand wanting the cord, but does it have to be that exact one?
I mean, Apple's the best in my opinion. I feel like I don't go for cheaper versions because I feel like they just get something good quality and it's going to last you longer. Unless you lose it. Really what I need to do is get some new AirPods and then get a cheap knockoff version as backup. So I have a backup. But
now, I'm the cheapest guy in the world, but I will agree with you sometimes with something of a higher quality, it could last longer. And I don't know what happened. I've called everybody. I've been looking for a month, but now I think it's just time to give up on it.
What?
I had a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses, and I never, ever buy anything like that's actually like name brand because I lose them. I lose them all the time. It's a waste of money. But these things lasted for about 2.5 years, which is a record for me. But the other day, I've just noticed I can't find them. And I called like 5, 6 different places where I've been recently.
And it stinks, right? You're just like, ugh.
And I cannot live without a pair of sunglasses.
And now you could go and get a cheap, you could get sunglasses for $3 or something.
Yeah, that's what I ended up going to do. I got them for $12.
Yeah.
I didn't find that good of a deal, but I'm like, these just aren't the same.
They're not the same, right?
And I'm in a deep depression about it.
I know.
833-563-2539 for you. What is something that you just can't live without? Live the web girl.
Mine is a car charger. So
yes.
Not even just a charger that you plug into the wall, but having a car charger has become such a necessity for me because I use my phone and I'm on it all of the time that it's like it'll die multiple times throughout the day. And the only time I'll actually have to charge it is during like my drives in between places and appointments and workouts and my second job. Like that's the only time I'll actually have to charge my phone. And so if I lose that, like it's literally a tear shedding moment.
And it's funny you mentioned that because mine isn't working. And I thought, and that's the same for me. I always charge my car or my phone in my car. It's not working. And I'm so bummed to report it's not the cord. It's my actual car. Like the USB things are not working.
Oh,
I got to get a new car. No,
I can't listen to music.
I can't do anything.
You blew a fuse. You got to get like a cheap little fuse and replace that. It's really
easy. In your
easy
car?
To do. Yeah, you're saying that your cigarette lighter doesn't work?
Power? Like the USB port.
Yeah, where you plug your phone in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just there's no power going to it.
Oh, okay, good. So I don't need to get a new car.
That is it. No, that's like, I think, a $5 or less fix.
Oh, great. Well, that's good news.
Somebody just wants a new car.
Yeah, I do.
Jeez. What about you, pork chap? You got anything you're like, man, I can't survive without having this. I got to have it or my life's a mess.
I cannot survive without food. Like, I
well,
love
most
food
humans,
so much.
That's the same for
and
most
I need
of
to,
us.
Well, you know.
He's a rare breed of human that needs food to survive.
And it's like funny too, because he'll go the longest without eating because he just doesn't even have the money for it. So
which
on
breaks
the show,
heart. Like, I will bring you food. I'm not going to let you go. One time he told me he had $2, like he had to just stretch, which
yesterday.
Totally get, but that breaks my heart.
I have brought him so much groceries over.
Yes.
And I have fed him and he was like, well, I don't know how to cook that.
But
and
you
I'm like,
work
you
in
literally
a steakhouse.
Microwave it.
They don't give you like leftover. Can't you have some mac and cheese and bank some like sides?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, ask.
If you want to bring in food, I'll take it. Whatever you got.
Really?
Yes, please.
I will.
Whatever you don't want.
I'm not letting you go hungry. No.
I don't want Mackenzie to do it. I want listeners. If you listen to the show, I want you to bring your food in for pork chop to eat. Just drop it off at the station. Tell our front desk person, like, hey, this is for pork chop. And he'll return the Tupperware, okay?
I give him a Bang energy drink, and now I feel guilty because that has, like, no nutrition for you. I feel like I need to bring you fruits and veggies and good stuff, even though you got a pep in your stuff.
For only 6 cents a day, you too can support producer Pork Chop.
You need
make
to
sure
ask
he
the
has
steakhouse
a
for food. They have plenty.
Their food's expensive, but okay, I'll ask.
But you work there. Come on. Come on, steakhouse. I'll call them out later.
Here's Pork Chop looking for food.